I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. People who live in Rock Island and Scott counties may now apply for grants to help them recover from this year's flooding. The Quad Cities Community Foundation says $25,000 is now available for individuals and families to apply for financial assistance. Kelly Thompson from the foundation says so far, people, companies, and other groups have donated a total of $120,000 to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund.
These dollars will be available to people who are working with disaster case managers to first access other disaster resources and then to fill in whether it's rent, whether it's replacing a furnace, hopefully moving a furnace, so maybe it's not in the basement anymore to be flooded again next year.
Those who want to apply for a disaster recovery grant must work with case managers from the Red Cross, Project Now, or Community Action of Eastern Iowa. Up to 200 households in Rock Island County have been affected by the flooding, and up to 800 in Scott County. Thompson says individuals and families may receive $300 to $1,000 per household to pay for emergency needs related to the flood.
This fund is intended to be here for the long haul. As the waters go down and those needs shift and change over the next weeks to months, this fund, which is still welcoming gifts and gifts are still coming in, will be available to meet those needs once the immediate response is over and we're working on that long-term recovery.
To support Davenport businesses affected by the flood, the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Davenport Partnership will host Floodfest at the River Center tomorrow night. The Army unit that led the liberation of Europe 75 years ago will honor a soldier who was there. This morning, 1st Army will commemorate the anniversary of D-Day during a professional leadership development session. Command historian Kevin Brofflett says most people know D-Day refers to the U.S. invasion of Normandy, France on June 6, 1944, but they probably don't know 1st Army planned and implemented Operation Overlord, which began about a year before D-Day and continued until the end of World War II.
1st Army was the organization that led the way through a lot of those events. Like, we just did a lot of work on our 1st Army song, and it was first to, you know, hit the beaches of Normandy or on the shores of France, first to break out of the beaches, first to Paris, first to cross the River Rhine. You know, the Battle of Bulge was 1st Army. When the Germans had attacked, that was largely in the 1st Army front.
Lieutenant Colonel Joe Odorizzi, 1st Army's public affairs director, says a famous movie about D-Day featured the soldier who will speak at today's session.
There's a scene in The Longest Day during the airborne scene where one of the soldiers crashes through a greenhouse at San Mary Glace. That was Henry Longerer from Clinton, Iowa.
1st Army planned to honor Henry Longerer at Thursday night's River Bandits game in Davenport, but it's been moved to Peoria because of the flooding, and the D-Day commemoration will be rescheduled. Currently, 1st Army's mission is to help organize and train soldiers, and its headquarters is located on Arsenal Island. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a nearly $40 billion state budget, along with a measure that could lead to enacting a graduated state income tax. The spending plan for the fiscal year beginning next month has been called balanced by both Democrats and Republicans. It is a 2% increase over the current year and fully funds Illinois' $9 billion pension contribution. It also authorizes the borrowing of $1.2 billion to pay $6.7 billion in overdue bills. The income tax measure adds a constitutional amendment question to the November 2020 election, asking voters whether they want to switch from a flat-rate income tax to one based on income. If approved, the new scaled approach would take effect in January of 2021. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.